I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1512, Cows, Chickens, Dollars, and Guinea Fowl. We did a lot of varied things while in Zimbabwe. We did some rural evangelism, which was a lot of fun. We held a revival. We visited children at an orphanage in Terezi. We made repairs on various buildings. We reinforced the medical clinic through devotion and work. We also went on a safari. But I also got invited to another event that I have to say was nothing like I expected. It involved cows, chickens, dollars, and guinea fowl. As you know, T2G is about the two greatest commandments ever given. That is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Here we ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live a life of love through us? Sometimes it looks like making sure people know they're valued, making sure that you maybe even go overboard to show your love. The first afternoon that we were in Dine, before the revival started that night, I was invited to a graduation party for two young ladies who were graduating from the Central Africa Christian College. Their names were Prisca and Tine. Prisca actually had already graduated, and Tine was finishing up. But since we were there, we wanted to honor them during this week. They are impressive young women of faith. They're very articulate, and they're full of joy and service. One day, Prisca, in a white dress, washed the truck of one of our vehicles just because it was dirty. At the graduation party, I saw something I didn't expect. I expected cake, and they had it. I expected gifts, and they gave it. I expected decorations, which they also had. I also was expecting maybe some party games, and a lot of mingling and talking and that sort of thing. I didn't get that. I also expected the party to maybe last an hour. Much longer than that. Instead, the party had no mingling, just speeches, lots and lots and lots of speeches. I'm guessing, conservatively, there were 20 to 25 people that came to the microphone and gave speeches about the girls. Professors from the college, family members, friends. And then after about 3 hours of speeches, one after the other, they started with the gifts. And people would stand up and say, I give X number of dollars, or I pledge one cow, or I give two chickens, or I give three guinea fowl. It was like an auction. Even a person representing the chief and a headman made pledges for the girls. The takeaway for me was just how thoroughly and completely they blessed and encouraged and uplifted these two young ladies. What can we learn from them? You know, often our celebrations are more for the guest than the guest of honor. I mean, we give goodie bags. We spend money giving gifts to the guest just so they'll come. And the chit-chat at our parties is often all over the place. Sometimes you could forget who you're there to honor in the first place. For 3 to 4 hours that afternoon, Prisca and Tine knew that they were loved, valued, and treasured by their family and their community. It was long, very long, but it was also a loving sight to behold. Here's the great question. Who do you need to honor in a meaningful way this week? Let's pray. Lord, we need help in celebrating the accomplishments of others better than we do. Often we make it more about us than about them or about you. You tell us to give honor where it's due. So give us eyes to see, even this very day, those you put around us who need us to value them, appreciate them, encourage them and love them. Give us the boldness to do it, not just think about it. It may not be a 3-hour party with 20 speeches, but it could be. There are so many ways that we can encourage those who are silently screaming, hoping, and needing for a word that says they matter, that what they do matters, and that someone sees and cares. Help us to be the people that notices them today. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1513. In the meantime, Prisca is doing the Lord's work in so many ways. She's the chaplain at the DNA clinic, working with pregnant women about to give birth. She's a rock star at the Terezzi Children's Home. When we visited there, the children ran and mobbed her with love. Tine is also a young, vibrant woman. She's a force to behold at the Central African Christian College campus. She loves to sing, and her joy is contagious. I don't know where the Lord will take them, but I do know that part of who they are is because the people around them in their community made sure that they honored them with cows, chickens, dollars, and guinea fowl.